EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy, of course, went on the road to discuss the rule. And as we told you, more than 90 ag organizations submitted comments asking EPA to withdraw recent guidance concerning when farmers must seek Clean Water Act permits for a long list of normal farming activities near wetlands. Well, one of those groups was the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, and their immediate past president, Scott George, talks about how important it is for producers to comment on this rule.
The producer comments are tremendously important. It's great for an organization to submit comments, but when you have a producer that's intimately involved and directly affected, it carries a lot of weight. We need producers to be able to get in here and comment on this. They need to look at their operations and realize how they might be affected, and they need to step up and speak up, because an individual voice is so powerful with these Washington bureaucracies.
George said their farm in Wyoming is a dairy, beef, and farming operation, and they have to irrigate, and thus water is a big concern to them.
This rule really has a lot of concern for me. Number one, we have to do irrigating, and I just don't want to have to be getting permits for every irrigation ditch that I've got. I think I don't need that. We've been doing this farming here for over 60 years on this operation. I'm concerned about the added cost to me. I'm concerned about the added cost also to my irrigation district, because they would also fall under these things, which is, again, is more cost to me as an operation. I'm also concerned very much about the runoff of my fields as I'm irrigating, and this will fall into this jurisdiction as well as ponds and streams that I have on operation. I'm really concerned also about NRCS and how this will impact them. We have done a lot of conservation programs over the years with NRCS cooperation, and they've been great to work with. But suddenly this will force them to become a regulatory agency rather than a conservation organization. And I really hate to see that happen. The biggest concern in the end, though, is every time we see more government regulations, it's more costly to an operation. I'm the second generation on my farm. Our third generation is up and strong, and our fourth generation is up and coming, all these young children. And these additional costs literally build up and add up and threaten the very existence of our operation. So I'm really concerned about this apparent overreach by the Environmental Protection Agency with this Waters of the U.S. rule.
Now, joining NCBA as part of those 90 ag organizations submitting comments to the EPA included the National Milk Producers Federation, National Pork Producers Council, and the American Farm Bureau Federation. If you'd like more information, just go to the NCBA website. That's beefusa.org. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.